Chapter 21. It's close. It's very close. If you've ever watched a TV show or a movie about an election, you know what election day looks like. Forests of candidate signs outside polling places, TV news trucks doing live spots, I voted stickers on everyone's lapels. But until you've been a candidate or worked on a campaign or been a Hillary Clinton supporter in 2016, it's hard to understand the peculiar kind of anxiety that takes hold as day turns to evening. You spend 2 years working yourself to exhaustion, trying to do everything right, and then, at a certain point on a fall Tuesday, it's suddenly no longer in your hands. You still carry all the emotional weight of the campaign, but there's really nothing left for you to do except pester everyone around you with the same question. What are you hearing? One person who was asking that question was Chuck Schumer. He called Shriok that morning and said he knew what was going to happen in every Senate race in the country except ours. "So what's going to happen here?" he asked her. "It's close," Shriok had told him. "It's very close." A friend of mine who worked with one of the networks heard in the late afternoon that exit polls from Minnesota were looking good for me. Very good, in fact. Like, really good. Of course, this was the same guy who, 4 years earlier, had called to tell me that the exit polls looked very good for Kerry. Howard Fineman. So, as the Frankens arrived at election night headquarters at the Crown Plaza Hotel in St. Paul, silently riding the elevator up to our suite, my optimism was tempered with an equal dose of pessimism. Very fitting for what lay ahead. As the polls began closing in the East, with states like New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, and Virginia going for Barack Obama, it was quickly becoming clear that this would be an especially bad night for racists all across the country. 8 years later, they would make an extraordinary comeback. The networks quickly started calling races, and Democrats were picking up one Senate seat after another. At 8 p.m., the polls closed in Minnesota, and returns began to trickle in. "How's it look?" I asked Shriok. "It's early," she answered, "but it looks close." Precincts and counties continued to come in. "How are we doing?" I asked Shriok. "It looks like it's going to be close." As we scrutinized the Minnesota returns, Democrats continued to gain Senate seats and Barack Obama continued his sweep to victory. "What's it look like?" I had asked Shriok. "It's going to be very close." The networks agreed with Shriok. A very close race in Minnesota, they'd say, between incumbent Republican Norm Coleman and former Saturday Night Live comedian Al Franken. This was beginning to become unpleasant. No joke. Then at 10 p.m. Central Time, as soon as the polls closed on the West Coast, the networks called the presidential race for Barack Obama. It was a stunning moment. Then the networks cut to 250,000 people in Grant Park in Chicago going absolutely nuts. We could not take our eyes off the TV. That mass of people, all ages, all races, cheering, jumping for joy, waving sparklers, grinning, laughing, crying. I didn't know whether to laugh or cry myself. My God, he won. Obama won. And then he and his family took the stage. Pandemonium. We had a young, smart, cool, handsome president-elect, and he had a young, smart, cool, beautiful family, and they were black. Holy crap. I felt lifted, almost elated, but not quite. Why, I asked myself, why am I not euphoric? Oh, right. I was having a rugged night emotionally. I'd say the same was true for pretty much everyone on our team. But Shriok and Dan Kramer, the Wellstone alum who was running our field program, were all business, analyzing returns precinct by precinct. "How's it looking?" I asked Shriok. "It's going to be very close," she said. I tried Dan, hoping for a better answer. "Very close," he said. At least Franny was confident. To this day, she will say, "I just knew you were going to win." And to this day, I will contend that there was absolutely no reason for her to feel that way. By midnight, it was getting clearer than ever that the outcome would be, in Shriok's words, very, very close. When Franny and I went to bed around 3 in the morning, we were behind by about 1,500 votes. There were still votes out from St. Louis County, which included Duluth and the Iron Range, so there was reason to hope that I'd wake up refreshed 3 hours later with a lead. There were also votes outstanding in the exurbs of Minneapolis, so there was reason to worry that I'd wake up refreshed 3 hours later, a loser. When I did wake up 3 hours later, thoroughly unrefreshed, I was still behind, but the margin had narrowed slightly. It was now very, very, very close, about 1,100 votes, or about 0.04 of a percent. At 6:30 in the morning, with 9 of the state's more than 4,000 precincts still left to report, the AP called the race for Coleman. But we knew the race was going to overtime regardless. Under state law in Minnesota, a recount is automatically triggered if an election is within 0.5%. Shriok asked me and Franny if we were willing to go through a recount. We looked at each other and said, yeah. At 10:30 a.m., with the remaining 9 precincts counted, and Coleman's margin now 725 votes, Norm held a press conference and declared himself the winner. When asked what he would do if he were in my place, Coleman was very clear. I would step back. I just think the need for the healing process is so important. The possibility of any change of this magnitude in the voting system we have is so remote. So, in the interest of healing, Norm had decided that, were he behind, he would step back. It wouldn't be long before Norm would reverse himself and take the anti-healing position.